German officials said Amri entered the country seeking asylum in July last year, at the height of the migrant crisis, when close to a million refugees flooded into the country. Amri's application was rejected. He was supposed to be deported in June, but that never happened. It presents a worst-case scenario for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who faces re-election next year and now has to deal with the fallout of a failed asylum seeker with connections to ISIS, who is still on the run. This afternoon, Berliners banded together in defiance of the terror that's come to their city, still in shock at Monday's loss. Tonight, Scott, German security forces are coming under pressure. Just last month, they had reason to believe that Amri was planning a serious act of violence against the state, and he simply disappeared.